chazoka in odim chosim al ashtar helim kem nasa begodol. There's such a chazoka that edim don't sign an ashtar unless it was written begodol. Unless they're a godol. In other words, ashtar is an important thing. You have before it's nech redusim abezdin. People don't write and sign an ashtar unless they're gedolim. But there's also a svara. You check it out to make sure that the edim that signed are ksherim. So therefore, the Rameyah svara is a strong chazoka. So even though there's a svara of a miguria, that they have a peshas, a peshitter, Rameyah could hold the svara, the migu is not strong enough to connect the chazoka. There's a chazoka to say not to believe them. There's a chazoka to say they weren't ketanim. There's a chazoka to say they weren't psuliedis, because the malva checks it out carefully to make sure he doesn't get postladim. Or ketanim also, everybody knows that Bezdin doesn't let whoever makes up the shtar, everybody knows you don't let a ketan sign. So if you're telling us now you were a ketan, it's okay, we understand Rav Meir why we don't believe you. It's connected to chazoka. But the kasher is, Ela anusim my taima. But when the Eidim come and tell us now, right away, right after they say, this is our ksav, this is our signature, they say right away, but you should know, we were forced to write up the shtar for our life. So why shouldn't we believe them? There's a peshos, a peshitta. They wanted a lie, they could have kept quiet. And now they're telling us a fact happened, that Reuven forced him for his life to write the shtar. So why shouldn't we believe these Eidim to say the shtar is no good? How could Rameyah say, even in this case, the shtar is good? So my time, what's the reason of Rameyah? Some Rav Chizda, Ksavar Rabbi Meir. Rameyah holds like this. Ksavar Rabbi Meir, Eidim She'omru, Lehem Chasayim U'Sheker. Rameyah holds that if a person comes to Eidim and tells the Eidim, I want you to sign the full shtar, the Alta Hergu, and then I won't kill you. Because Reuven comes with a gun. He comes with a gun to these two Eidim and says, tells them, if you write me up and sign me a full shtar, I won't kill you. So you want to tell me Yehorgu v'yal yechos m'sheker? Like you want to tell me Chur Rameyah holds? This is Avimina. That Atayr Rameyah Tak holds that you are supposed to let yourself be killed and not sign Enechanami. So in other words, it's called Med Rameyah holds, it's called you doing a rishis. It's called you did something you weren't supposed to do. As in such a case, you attack are supposed to let yourself be killed and don't sign false. So that's such a Avimina. Maybe that's the Svar of Rameyah. Even though the Gemara says right away, but it's not true. Omele Rava, Rava says back, is that true? Hashto, let's think. If this person would have come to Bezdin and asked Bezdin the Shaila, he would have asked Bezdin, what should I do? Listen, Bezdin, Reuven is here with a gun. He wants to kill me unless I write up a full shtar. So I'll ask Bezdin, what should I do? As I'm reading Lu, for sure Bezdin would tell this Reuven, Zilu Chasumu, go sign the full shtar, write up a full shtar. And don't let yourself be killed. Why? The Yom Amar, we know the famous Gemara, that there's nothing there that's supposed to make a person kill himself or let himself be killed, like for any Avera that a guy wants you to do, or if you have to do it to save your life, you're allowed to do the Avera and save your life. The only thing you're not allowed to do to save your life is, Elo Avodis Kechovim. If the guy forces you either to bow down to the Avodah Zorah or will kill you, you're supposed to let yourself be killed. Rosh Vigila Arayis, they want to take a man and force a man to live with a lady, so you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do it. Or Shvichas Damim, if the goyim say, if you don't kill another Jew, we'll kill you, you're supposed to let yourself be killed. You don't have a right to kill somebody else. Bulvad, only these three cases. But any other case, like over here, if this person would ask Bezdin, what should I do? That someone is going to kill me if I don't write him up a full shtar. So Avada Bezdin would tell him, go ahead and write up the full shtar. So if so, Hashtu the Chosmu, now that the Yedim did this and signed the full shtar, Amrin and Lahu, Amai Chasmisu, could we go and have tainas on the Yedim? Why did you do it? Like you want to tell me the reason why Rameyah says we don't believe the Yedim when they say they were forced for their life is because it's called like a rishis. Like they weren't supposed to have given in and signed, they should let themselves be killed. Havadah is not that way. You're not supposed to let yourself be killed. You're supposed to have written it. So that can't be Pshan Rav Meir. So if the Eidim themselves come and tell us, true, this is my signature. But right away they say, you should know it's not a truth. The shtar is not true. We were forced for our lives to do it. Why don't we believe them? There's no reason not to believe them. So even the Havamina is very shrewd in the Gemara. So the Shita speaks out that the Havamina is that before some people are like machmir upon themselves. Like some people want to be like chassidim. They want to be machmir. So the Havamina was, if you want to be a chassid, you have a right to be a chassid and let yourself be killed and not do the Avera.
So without some people do that way, if you don't do that way, you're also called a mixas rishis upon yourself. So that was the Havamina that is called a little bit rishis that you didn't let yourself be killed. The Gemara says it's not true though. You're not supposed to do it. You're not allowed to let yourself be killed. You're supposed to do the aver and stay alive. So if so, the Edom didn't do anything wrong. So if so, why does Ramea say we don't believe these Edom? So Gemara says, hey, the time of the Ramea. You know what Ramea's time is? Kidder Rav Huna. Just like Rav Huna's Svara. Omar Rav. They say the name of Rav. The Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Rav Huna says over the name of Rav. Moide Vishtar Shekosu. If the Loiva agrees that he wrote up the Shtar, in other words, usually when Reuven, the Malva, if he wants to lend money to Shimon, so Shimon the Loiva is supposed to write up a Shtar, and Loiva, Shimon writes up the Shtar, and then when Reuven gives him over the $100, Shimon gives back to Reuven the Shtar, this deed, to prove it, that he's borrowing the money. So Loch is, if the Loiva agrees that he had the Shtar written up, Moide B'Shtar Shekosvu, and Tzorach L'Kaimoi, then you don't have to be Mekayim the Shtar anymore. In other words, let's say Reuven comes to Bethlehem with a shtar, saying that Shimon owes me $100. Now, there's no kiyum here yet. Bethlehem doesn't know for sure the shtar wasn't forged. So therefore, they can't collect any money. Without kiyum, you can't use the shtar. But now, Shimon himself comes and says, Yishno, I agree that I wrote you the shtar and gave it to you. But Yishno, I paid you up already. That's what Shimon says. Halachah, Shimon is not believed. Because when Shimon agrees, the Leiva agrees, that he had the shtar written up, he's being mekayim the shtar. He's saying the shtar is a good shtar. So once he says the good shtar is a good shtar, he's not believed anymore to say parati. You can't say you paid up. Rashi says, because usually when you pay up, you give back the shtar. So you don't have a right to say I paid you up, because if you would have paid him up, what is the Malva Ruvi still doing with the shtar? Shtar chabiyodi, my boy. Usually when the loiva pays up the money, the Malva gives back the shtar. So if the Malva still has the shtar, your Shimon is not pleased to say, Parati, I paid you up. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. So Rashi learns that's the Pshat now case of Remeya. We're talking about now that the Loiva is agreeing that he wrote up the shtar, and the Loiva is saying, Parati, I paid you up. So since the Loiva says he agrees he wrote the shtar, that's called we have a kiyum of the shtar. That's called the shtar's mekuyim. So now when the Edom come and tell us, it's our ksav, but you should know we were forced. We were fourth either Machmas or Foshas, we don't believe him anymore. Because there's no more Peshos or Peshitta. Because even without the Yedim, the Shtar was already Makuyim. Because the Leiva agreed to say the Shtar was a good Shtar. So that's the Machlokes. That Remeya says when the Leiva agrees the Shtar is a good Shtar, we believe him. And the Rabbanim say no. Even if the Leiva agrees the Shtar is a good Shtar, that's not called Kiyim. Because you still have the same Svara. It's a Peshos or Peshitta with the Leiva himself. Like the Leiva is saying, Parati, I paid you up. When I say I paid you up, that means I agree the shtar was a good shtar. I'm just saying I paid you up. So the Rabbanan Svar is, I'm believed to say I paid you up. Because what do you want to say? When I say the shtar was a good shtar, I'm being mekayimit, but I myself am saying the shtar is no good, that I paid you up. So it's a peshos, a peshitta. So that's the machlekes here. When the Leiva himself agrees that the shtar was a good shtar, but I paid you up, do we believe the Leiva was a migu, like he could have been kept quiet? He could have said the shtar was no good, but he could have said mezuyif. He could have said the shtar was forged. Instead of saying the shtar was forged, he says, I paid you up. So Chum say, we believe the Leiva then, and you don't have any kiyum here. Remeir says, no, when the Leiva says that he agrees the shtar was a good shtar, that's called his being a kind of shtar. And now when he says, Parati, I paid you back, we don't believe you anymore, because you're going against the shtar. Because shtar chabiyodi maboy. Really, the machlokes, the famous chakir with achrayim make is when the rabbanon said you have to have a kiyum of a shtar. Means the rabbanon said before we find out about the signatures, you can't collect with the shtar. Is it the pshat the shtar is called zero? The shtar is not worth a penny. And when you come to be mekayimit, you're making the shtar for shtar. That's the rabbanon svara. That whoever makes kiyum is making the shtar into a shtar. So if the leiver himself. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Mashenka Remeya holds no. When the Rabbanan said you have to have kiyum as a pshat, not that the shtar is not worth anything. The Rabbanan just said like we have to put a hold on the shtar to make sure if it's mezuyif or not. We have a chshash, maybe the shtar was forged. Maybe the Edom aren't true. So there's a hold on the shtar until we find out if it was forged or not.
So the whole Yisrael Kiyim is just to take away the Shchash of Ziyif. Now once the Loivis says that the Shtar was a good Shtar, so Loivis taken away our Shchash, our worries that maybe was forged. Once we have no more worries, the Shtar by itself is a good Shtar. So mainly you don't have a right to say Prati, because the Shtar is a good Shtar. The Rabbonin say no, if you don't have a Kiyim, the Shtar is like zero, it's not worth anything. So Mela, when you come to Mekayimit, you have to make the shtar usable. So if you say you paid up, that's not cool, you made the shtar usable. But according to Ramey, you don't have to make the shtar usable. The shtar is always good. So one of the Rabbanim said that like there's a hold on it, we're not going to let you collect with the shtar until we take away our chshash, maybe it was forged. So once you live agree it wasn't forged, there's no more chshash in the shtar. The shtar is a good shtar. So you're not able to say you paid up, because the other person is holding the shtar. This is the way Rashi learns. Right. Kufa, what we just say? That Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Moide Vishtasha Kosu, if the loiver agrees that I wrote up the shtar, but I'm telling you I paid it up already. The locher is ain't sarf lekaimai, you don't, the malva doesn't have to have kiyim anymore, the loiver was mekaimit, and the malva could collect the money with the shtar. Omale Rav Nachman said back to Rav Huna, Genuva, Genuva, Lomaloch, well, what do you have to steal here? In other words, really what you're saying now, this is the Shittas of Rameya. So he has a kasha, why did you say it's time in your name? You should have said it over the name of Rameya. In other words, Rameya was only a yochid. The Chachamim argue. So the way you said this halacha Rav Huna Marav, it's mashum the halacha is like you, and really what you're saying is only the Shittas of Rameya, but the Chacham argue on you. Like Yisrael Chok Rameya, if you really hold like Rameya, ain't halacha Rav Meya. What you should have said Rav Huna Marav is, the halacha is like Rameya. But not to say stam halacha, halacha like this, that people can make a mistake and think with Takapaskan that way. So, in other words, Rav Nachman really meant to say, I disagree with you. So, Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, Omar Hechisrulei, you Rav Nachman, how do you hold? Amalei, he said back, Ki also lekamon ledina, when such a star comes in front of me of the Bezdin, that the Ma'ova has a star, that there's no kiyum on the star, we don't know if the Edom are forged or not. And the Loiva says, Ishno, I paid up the star. Aminalu, Rav Nachman says, I take a hold, that's not called a kiyum. Even though the Loiva agrees that the star was once good, but since the Loiva says he paid up, he's saying now again, the star is zero, the star is not worth anything. That's not called a kiyum. So Mela, I tell them, Zilo kaim l'shtaraychu. I tell the Malva, you go out and be mekayim the star. Go bring me two Edom or bring me another star to prove that these signatures are true. The Chaisel Adina, and then I'll go and collect money with the star. But Kol Zaman, we have a chash. Maybe these Edim were forged. According to the Rabbanan Shita, the Rav Nachman's holding now, we say the star is worth zero. It's not called the star at all. So Mela, who's making those star? The Leiva. But if the Leiva says Pirati, that's not called making a star. If you say you paid up, you can't, that's not called making a star. So kids, so this is the Machlekes, if the Leiva helps or not. That's the Machlekes from Meir and the Rabbanan. If somebody says this star, the Malva has a deed, has a star, saying that Shimon owes him $1,000. Now that's a good star. But now somebody says the star is Amona. Amona means on trust. In other words, what happened is that for some reason the Loiva wrote up a star that I owe you $1,000 and gave it over to the Malva, even though the Malva, Reuven, did not lend him the money yet. But he just trusts the Malva, hold on to the star until eventually he'll lend me the money. In other words, the Leiva wants to make sure he'll get the loan. So he writes up the star right now and he tells the Malva, listen, here's the star that you owe me, that I owe you $1,000. I'll let you hold on to the star until eventually someday you'll lend me the money. So, kids, if you say that, then you have no right to collect the money. That's called the shtar amona. So whoever says that this star is not really collectible, but just the opposite, it wasn't the loan never took place yet, is they on them and you're not believed. So Mora says, the common man, who said this? Who said that the star is not collectible? That the loan never took place? If you want to say the Loiva says this, in other words, the Malva has a good star here, saying that Shimon, the Loiva owes me $1,000. And the Loiva now says, you should know that star, was the loan never took place, it's a star amona. For the Mora Pshita, of course he's not believed. Like who believes the Loiva? So Malva has a good star here. And Rashi says, Avada means, let the Malva be Mekayim Vishtar. And if the Malva is Mekayim Vishtar, he'll collect the money. Pshita the Leiva can't get away and say that the star wasn't good. The Malva has a good star here. V'yela dekom amalv, elamai the brisa means that the malv himself is agreeing that I don't have a right to collect right now because I never really lent the money. For the Gemara, tov lo bracha. Like, what do you mean he's not believed? Why shouldn't he be believed? Like, he gets a bracha for this. Like, the malv is agreeing, I don't know you, you don't owe me the money. So, of course, the malv is believed. Like, how can you believe the malva? It's a bracha what he's doing, that he doesn't want to steal. Ela the kamer yedim. Elamai, we're talking about not the malva, not the loiva, but the yedim. The yedim that once signed in the shtar are telling us now the shtar isn't really a usable shtar. So, the Gemara, how's it talking about? If we already have a kiyum on the shtar, that we have another shtar with the same signatures, and we compare the two signatures, and it's okay, so the shtar is mekuyim. So once the shtar is mekuyim, we said it's like the Eidim and the shtar are telling us everything is kosher, that the loan took place. So pshitat leim hemen, havada now, we're not going to believe these two Eidim when they're like being chayzer magid. And they're telling us right now, no, the shtar never took place, the avon never took place. Pshita, we don't believe them. If they have a kiyum already, so once we have the shtar's mekuyim, it's like the shtar is telling us everything is true, so now the Eidim themselves can't tell us the opposite. They're not never to be chayzer magid like we had before. We're talking about such a shtar that there's no kiyum yet. We do not know if the Eidim were forged or not. So why don't we believe the Eidim then? The Eidim themselves, true, they're telling us Ksav Yadenu, it's our signatures. But they themselves are telling us the shtar is no good. They're telling us the Havor, the loan never took place. We only wrote off the shtar that maybe someday later he'll lend the money. But so far the loan never took place. So why shouldn't we believe the Eidim? So what's beyond this brisa? Tomorrow says, oh my Rabba says like this. Li'oilam dekoma loiva. We're talking about now, Tanka, the loiva is the one that's saying the shtar is a shtar. Is a star amona. So the shaila is why isn't it says what ain't a neman? The kasha was pshita. The Gemara says look Rafuna like Rafuna's halacha. The Amar Rafuna Marav moedu b'shtasha kosvu ain't sarf lekaimoi. Now the kids were talking about now that the star was not mekuyim yet. The star didn't have any kiyim. So if the leiver now himself like agrees, I agree, I have the star written up, and I had edim signed the true edim. But I'm telling you, the loan never took place. I only wrote up the shtar now that maybe on the hope that someday you'll lend me the money. So the chiddush is we don't believe the loiva. And we say it's like moidah, shtar shekosvu, and locker is, ain't sarf l'kaimai. Since you loiva agree that you had the shtar written up, it's called as a good shtar. And now that you're telling us the loan never took place, we don't believe you. Why don't we believe you? So Rashi says it's also like there's a chazaka that most times people do that. Rashi says, loyavid inish, the cost of the most of loyavu. That's not a normal thing to do. Just like we said before, shtarchu biyadim avoy. The loyavu is not meant to say parati that I paid you up, because if you paid him up, what is the malva doing with the shtar? Here also, like this is not a normal thing to do. We don't believe you to say that you wrote up the shtar and gave it over, the loyavu gave over the shtar to the malva, even if you didn't receive the loan. That's not a normal thing to do. So therefore we don't believe you. That's the chiddush of the brisa. It goes according to Rav Huna and Rav that when the loiva agrees that he had the shtar written up, that's called the shtar's mekuyim, and you have a right to collect now with the shtar even without kiyim. I'll tell you another chiddush. It could be talking about now where the malva told us that this shtar was never really good. I never lent the money, and the kasha was then pshita is believed. Like how could you say it's not believed? I'll tell you the big difference right now. We're talking about now Reuven is the malva. Because Reuven has a shtar that Shimon owes him $100. So really Reuven is supposed to collect that $100. Now let's say Yehuda, he also has a shtar that Reuven owes him money. In other words, Yehuda once gave $100 to Reuven. And Reuven gave $100 to Shimon. So now Shimon owes the money to Reuven. And really Reuven owes the money to Yehuda. Now if Reuven is saying that this shtar he has that says that that Shimon owes him $100, if he's going to say it's a shtar amona, that he doesn't have a right to collect it and never lent the money, it's called chav lacherim. He's making Yehuda lose out. Because Reuven right now doesn't have any money to his name. So Yehuda comes to Reuven saying, I lent you $100, pay me back. Reuven says, I don't have the money right now. But Yehuda says, what do you mean? You have a shtar there saying that Shimon owes you $100. Go collect that money and give it to me. So in such a case, Reuven is not believed to say that shtar is no good. The malva can't say now the shtar, I never lent the money. It's only on trust. But I never lent the money. You're not believed, because you're called Chav Lacherim. Okay, Rav Nosson, like Rav Nosson's din. Tetanya Rav Nosson Noimir. Minayin Noisa Bechaverev. You owe somebody money. Mona. You owe somebody $100. Bechaverev Bechaveroi. And you owe the third person. Like this case. Shimon owes Reuven $100. And Reuven owes Yehuda $100. Minayin Shemaitziyim Izer. How do you know you take the money like out from Shimon? Venoistin Lazer. And Yehuda has a right like to collect the money directly from Shimon. Because even though Yehuda only lent the money to the middleman, to Reuven. And really Yehuda just goes to Reuven and says, give me the money. But since Reuven has the right to collect the money from Shimon, Yehuda now, the first one, also has the right to go to Shimon and get the money. Talmud Loim, when this the Pasuk says, V'nosan lasher osham loy. Doesn't say, Rashi says, V'loy ksiv lasher hoveyu. Doesn't say you have to pay the money back to the one that lent you the money. But you have to pay back the money, the one that deserves the money. What do you mean, who deserves the money? In this case, where there are three people involved, where Shimon borrowed the money from Reuven, and Reuven borrowed money from Yehuda. So now, really, Shimon owes the money to Reuven. But we say, since Reuven owes the money to Yehuda, it's as if Shimon owes the money directly to Yehuda. So Yehuda has a right to come and collect the money. So if so, that's the Chiddush here. We don't believe Reuven the Malva if he says the Shtar is a Shtar Amona. Because that's called Yachav Lacherim, and the Mokher Shachav Lacherim, we don't believe you. You have no Amonis to be Chav Lacherim. So the way Bezin sees the Shtar is a good Shtar. Therefore, we give Yehuda the right to go and collect the money from Shimon. Yeah, Ravashi Yom Ravashi says, Li'olam dekam Yedim. Really, I'll tell you, no, we're talking about the Yedim. The Yedim themselves tell us that this Shtar right now, even though they wrote it up, but the loan never took place. It was only on trust. And then Echnami, we don't have any other kiyim. We don't know for sure the Yedim weren't forged. So the kashu was of the Kamri, Amai Lo Mehemni. Then the question was, they have a chura peshos or peshitter? Like, why don't we believe the Yedim? The Yedim themselves are coming and telling us right now that true, we signed the Shtar, but we know the Shtar never took place, the loan never took place, was on trust. So why shouldn't we believe them? Because it's a peshos or peshitter. So Marian says, Kid Rav Kana. Then the Torah says, like Rav Kana says. The Yomar Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, also, liyodom sheyishoy shtar amonav tech baisai. That you're not allowed to keep such a shtar in your house. Malva, really, it's an aveira. In other words, to write up such a shtar is real an aveira. It's not right. Because the loan never took place. So how could you write up a shtar of the life and give it over to the malva? And the malva holds a shtar, it's like a big nisoyin. You have a check now that somebody owes you $1,000 and you never lent them the money. And any second now, you could just change your mind and go and collect the money. It's a tremendous nisoyin. So therefore, the loch is you're not supposed to have such a star in your house. Mishum Shneva, the Pasuk says, Al tishkin v'lech avlo. Don't keep an avlo, a chet in your house. Like it's a tremendous nisoyin. You have a check here saying that Reuben owes you $1,000 and it's collectible. And you yourself know you're not allowed to collect it because you never lent him the money. So such a star, you're not allowed to keep in your house. The Yomer of... You have a Yomer